Two things left. Number one is we have to determine is the Zechiyah of Simcha start at night? So that's one issue. And why doesn't it? Okay. Which is that this is the Gemara plus the Rashi Tosfos. That's one thing. And then the final thing we'll do is, it's not really about, I don't want to get into like technical Lach L'maisa. However, it is interesting to see, if we reread the Rambam now, Rambam actually is a little more cryptic. Like why the Rambam writes the way it does. Is he writing L'halacha? And is the Rambam the only way? Are there other ways? But I do want to emphasize, and I'll say this again, we do it inside, there is no position that exists, whether it is from the times of the Gemara all the way to today, among contemporary poskim, it's a universal across the board that on Yontav you're chayiv to do, I don't care how that works, chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem. That is a universal obligation. It is astonishing. It's astonishing that this, for some reason, is just not a popular thing to do, which is not. It's like, oh, it's not. It's worse than Shnayim Mikra. Like, Shnayim Mikra is bad. That the average, you know, but this is worse.
You rat.
Make sure we're all on the same page. So what does the Gemara say? Amarula.
Amarula, Amar
Rabba. Hey. Amarula.
Shlomim.
Shlomim.
Shefetin. Amarav.
Yom Tov. Okay. So Ula says that if you go ahead and shecht your Korban Shlomim, let's say Yom Tov is a Monday. I keep making this mistake. Let's say Yom Tov is Sunday night, right? I can't shecht my Korban Shlomim on Sunday morning. Okay? All right. Why? So I'm not Yotzei. I don't fulfill my obligation. Any Yotzei Behen. That's your cue. Simcha. Chagiga. Okay. So you're not Yotzei anything. You're not Yotzei your Korban Chagiga, not your Korban Simcha. Now, we don't care in this context about the Korban Chagiga. Okay? So if you skip ahead to where it says Lema Misayale. I'm sorry. So what it called? Excuse me. The pasuk says, I'll just read this one part for you. It says Bishum Simcha because it says Vizavachta Visamachta, right? Vizavachta Shlamim, right? Vachata Sham Visamachta. So it's only when is Simcha take place? To Shas Zvicha, right? The time for bringing a korban is during the day. Now, of course, you guys remember from last year, right? No, there's no technical Shas Zvicha. That doesn't mean the mikdash is closed. Right,
they continue throughout the night.
Or the Mizbeach is always in operation,
yeah,
so to speak.
It's burning all the chalevs.
There you go. Good. Okay, good.
Too
good.
Much ashes.
What?
Then we make a little tapua.
Maybe that was 2 summers ago.
But is there a
problem? Yeah. Tapua? Good sugya, by the way. Shumas Sedashin. Okay. Fine. Yeah, that was good. Okay. All right, good. Sugavi. Now, skip. So now Golder says, Lema Misayele. You see that?
No, I think that's a different one.
It's like, it's 3 lines down from the top.
Yeah. Lema Misayele.
Lay.
Lay.
Good.
Sameach.
Good. So the pasuk says Vayisa Ach Sameach. Right. Now that is an additional statement of Simcha. Why? Because it says in the beginning of that pasuk, Sukkot, make Sukkot for yourself. Right. V'samachta b'chagecha. So we have an obligation to be happy. So why does the Torah have to now say additionally Vayita Ach Sameach? Does everyone understand that? There's an additional Simcha. So whenever there's an additional word like this in the Torah, what seems to be superfluous, right? The Gemara's job is to explain why it's not. Okay? So far, so good? Right? Everyone understand that? Okay, go on.
Lervit, Lili, Yom Tov, I think.
Good.
Ha'acharon.
Good.
Smicha.
L'simcha. Good, let's get that word down. L'simcha.
L'simcha.
Good, stop. So it's to teach you to include Shmini Atzeres, okay? Now, I think I mentioned this yesterday, and to some guys this morning. Let's be careful, okay? We're not interested in the sugya of Shmini Atzeres itself, okay? But we do know that Shmini Atzeres is not the same chag as Sukkot.
It's quasi-chag.
No, it's more than quasi-chag. It's quasi-regel. It's not via chag, it's Yisra Malacha, right? But is that, okay, does everyone understand that? So Shmini Atzeres, right? Okay, good. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ata Omer.
Lali Yom Tov.
Acharon.
O Ani Ela. Lali Yom Tov.
Harishon. Good. Well, how do you know? It's a great question. Gemara is saying, how do you know this means to include the last day, i.e., Shmini Atzeres? Maybe it's talking about starting Simcha a little bit earlier, meaning on Sunday afternoon, right? So again, does everyone understand that, right? In other words, the Gemara is saying the riboy, the inclusion is Shmini Atzeres, so that Simcha extends to Shmini Atzeres, right? So Gemara says, how do you know it goes that direction? Maybe it goes this direction. Maybe Simcha should start Sunday morning, right?
Meaning the Gemara is asking and should go backwards?
The Gemara is saying, what's compelling in Vahita Ach Sameach to teach you the riboy? Well, again, there's two directions an extra day can go in. This way or that way, right? So Gemara is saying, you're choosing this way. Why not this way?
Isn't it Laila
Harishon? Laila Harishon.
So it's
right. No. What?
Song.
Well, I think it means Erev.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It's Erev Chag.
Laila Yom
Harishon. No, I know, but that means it means Erev.
Wait. So when is he bringing the carbon?
Has to mean.
Tamuz Lamar Et Sameach.
Tamuz Ach Sameach. Good Chalak. The old, again, I don't care how this works. We're not taking this up. How Ach works. Ach can have like a dual function. Because on the one hand, what can it do? It could do a riboy. It can do something inclusive and exclusive. Okay, so that Sameach is telling you to include Shmini Atzeres. Ach is telling you don't include the night before. Okay?
Muta.
That's exclusion. Okay, yeah, is that clear? So my time, thank you. My time, Lav.
Mishim, Dion, Lo.
Bema.
Seven.
Close enough. Yismach, right? So the Gemara says, it's simple, because the Gemara is saying, how could you possibly learn, right? In other words, you can't tell me I'm going to shecht. Here's the problem. Okay, let's say, actually, I'm sorry, you guys are right. It is the first night. I apologize. Now let's say you say it's the first night of Yontav where Simcha would start. Why is there no reason to start Simcha on the first night?
Can't do anything simple.
That's it. Right. You have no mechanism to do it. That's a very... Listen to that answer for a second. Just reflect on that. It's a funny answer. What the Gemara is saying, it doesn't sound like it's an intrinsic problem. It sounds like a logistics problem.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm saying, what's the logic? What's the logic of not having Simcha start the night of Yontav, right? What? No. That's Shmini Atzeres. In other words, let's say Sunday night is Chag, right? So why not start Simcha Sunday night? I'll tell you why. Because if you started Simcha Sunday night, so what would you have to do immediately or as soon as possible? Consume your korban.
Wait, how does Simcha?
Wait, one second, let me finish. But the problem is that I gotta bring my korban. I'd have to bring my korban prior to Sunday night, meaning Sunday afternoon, in order to have it at night. But I can't do that because. Right, there's no idea of Simcha. I think we mentioned that yesterday as well. Like, what do we mean when we say? What does it mean to say there's no Simcha at night? Right, there's two ways you can understand that. Right, one of the two ways to understand that. There's no Simcha night. Okay, so one way is to say that the Yom is one of Simcha. There's just no actions of Simcha that can take place until Hanetz or whatever. Or the Simcha starts. Right. Out of curiosity, rabbinical precedent, which is not fair, okay? I know it's a cheat.
Faster.
What?
Faster.
I'll take that.
Because that's the whole thing about how it right. really I was gonna, the night before. But.
Right, but I was going to use Purim.
Megillah at night?
No.
Megillah at day.
Right, because the Mechiv during the day, right, the Megillah day one is connected to Megillah, to Seuda, to Matanos, Mishrach, Matanos, etc. That's like one, so that doesn't really start, like that Simcha has to start during the day. It's not so fast. Low! Right? Kiditani Taima. Right? So now the Gemara says there's a different reason. What's his reason? Mara Isa. The Rabot.
Eli, Yomchov, Acharon.
Ulahotzi.
Ulahotzi, Eli, Yom Tov, Rishonim.
Right, so what's the logic to include Shmini Atzeres and exclude the first day, right, the first night? Marba Ani,
Eli, Yom Tov, Acharon, Shishi.
Shiyesh,
Simcha.
The fun of. Umotzi Ani.
Umotzi Ani, Eli, Yom Tov, Rishon.
Shain.
Simcha, Lipne.
Stop. Good. Okay. So this is a different reason. This is saying that, a very weird reason. This is saying that, well, why would we say, what's the logic behind saying that to include the eighth day but exclude the first night? Very simple. Because the first night doesn't, the first night has no Simcha before it.
Why do you need this?
That's, hold on. I have to understand your question. But the first night, right, has nothing before it. There's no Simcha before it. But the eighth day, right, so you've been festivating Simcha-ing for 7 days, so now you got another day. Meaning, again, without explaining it, meaning it's easier to go from a present Simcha experience to continue that versus introduce a new idea Simcha prior. All right, so what's the, yeah. Oh, sorry, David, what was your question? Sorry, you had a question. So one question is that, in this kind of Gemara, there are two reasons given, right? So what was wrong with the first reason? Is there something wrong? Are these two equal logical possibilities? Can we point to what the advantages and disadvantages in each position are? Correct? Good, yeah. Using the cheat Otzer Yunim summary of the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, very simple, okay? Because I want to get this done. So Rashi says, so when we say there's an idea of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres, okay, Rashi says that means the night of Shmini Atzeres. So if Shmini Atzeres is on Tuesday, Tuesday, so Monday night I would have Simcha, but not have any more on Tuesday day.
How?
That's a good question. Whereas according to Tosfos, so to say, what do you mean? It's what do you call it? It's Din in the Yom, the entire day. Okay, just to explain what we're saying. So this is a very nice basic svara, right? Which is ultimately what's happening here, right? So the one possibility, let's say Tosos. Tosos is easier. Tosos is going to say they're recreating, so to speak, or creating a Yom Simcha on Shmini Atzeres. They're taking the Simcha that exists on Sukkos and now saying we're going to transplant that idea onto Shmini Atzeres. So it follows the same structure. But that means the Simcha Shmini Atzeres, it's true it's borrowed from Sukkos, but it can have its own discrete expression, okay? But the other way of learning is a very fascinating idea, which is that, no, we don't want the party to stop, okay? In other words, party just a little bit longer.
That's
just
the
a little. Puzzle. What?
The possibility says that.
So it turns out, you're talking about Malachim, right?
What?
That's okay.
I just remember that.
So it's funny, because there's actual evidence for this idea, for what Rashi's saying, because that's exactly what happened at the end of the consecration of the temple, of the first temple.
Oh, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, because it turns out that was on the end of Sukkos. And what happened? The Jews kept, they didn't leave. The celebration continued, right? It continued into Shmini Atzeres, so to speak. So, which is part of where the idea of regularly asked comes from. But anyway, it continued on. It was like a continuation of that part, right? Like Sukkos is such a happy experience, just keep going a little bit longer. That's why it would only be at night. It's like extend, there was, that was, but that's why it's not enough to say extension.
It's not arbitrary.
I mean, you're right. It is extending, but I think the deeper idea behind that is that Sukkos technically isn't over yet. You know what I mean? It's a fascinating idea.
How could it not be over?
You know what I mean? It's over.
Relational Sukkos.
To it. In other words, again, we don't have to go into Shmini Atzeres, but you should know Shmini Atzeres doesn't have a character to it. Like you just joking before, that's my hypothesis. One of the reasons why Simcha Torah became so popular, because before Simcha Torah, hey Shmini Atzeres, what do we do today?
Not sit in the sukkah.
That's it, right? Oh, by the way, it's like the first sheet in the Gemara. That's Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, but it's the day of okay, we're not doing what we did yesterday. There's no positive character to the day, right? So you could argue if the day had a positive character, let's say you were supposed to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means that's Saras, I don't think the idea of continuing the celebration of Sukkos would work. It would butt heads with another theme. But I'm saying Shmini Atzeres lends itself to it because it's a blank slate. There's no theme of the day.
Yeah, but if you say that,
the second way of learning is saying that, I'll tell you the reason why it only works by Shmini Atzeres and not by the first day. Because by Shmini Atzeres, so you have happy day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All days of happiness, right? So that's easy. It makes sense to go right to continue, so to speak, into the eighth day. But by the first day, right, there's no simcha prior to that. Again, to quote the language of the Gemara, "Motziani leila yontav rishon shein simcha lafanav." There's no simcha prior to it. Right. So what? Yeah. So what?
And also,
right? I know what you're trying to start saying. In other words, there's a difference between saying to extend into a void where there's no nothing. Versus saying to extend into, well, what's this way?
There's a natural simcha.
And now what I'm trying to say is that there's a difference between continuing it versus being the koveya. You can't extend backwards when the koveya hasn't come into existence yet. That's what you're essentially saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But now we've made a good step. Let's swim back to the other way. The other way of learning. I said this before. In the first way of learning, if you listen to the answer, right? Again, let's read that one more time. The Gemara says, Lavd mishum de'ein lo b'ma yismach, right? So the reason why you don't have simcha on the first night, right, is because I can't bring my korban on Sunday afternoon.
No, but that...
give Zucker a chance, right? Now, you said the second way of learning sounds like it has to do with the koveya, right? But what's happening here? In other words, doesn't the Gemara sound like it's saying that really simcha...
Is on
the first night. Yeah. Right? There is simcha on the first side.
There's no mechanism.
It's just more of a, again, without going deep enough.
It's like a logistics.
Right. It's a technicality. But you understand the difference? In other words, at least we're getting somewhere here. The second way is a much more essential idea about Simcha itself. You're saying, how can you extend back when the Koveh hasn't come into existence yet? But that's not what the first way is saying. The first way is saying, no, Simcha could exist the first night.
It's practical.
It's practically speaking. It's a technicality. It's only because they can't bring the Korban. That's why it doesn't come into existence.
But there is an idea of Simcha.
I got you guys there. This is a little tricky Gemara. What you should have been working on, Achana, right, is to try to get to this point. Right, to this point, and again, it's just borne out in the words. Like, Zucker, you got to start it there, right? The second way, now let's go in order. The first way is saying that Simcha does exist at night. Right? There's no reason why it intrinsically can exist at night. It's just that the thing is that we have a technicality, something preventing us from being able to do it. But the second way is saying, no, Simcha could never exist at night. Right?
At that person.
So the Rambam says, he says, okay, halacha yotes. He says, "Afal pi she'achila she'siyeh b'moados b'chlam mitzvah saseh." Right, I'm in the wrong. So, even though eating and drinking on Chag is a positive commandment, lo yeh ochel v'shosu kol yom kulo, but you shouldn't eat the entire day. Okay, ela kachi adas. Rather, this is very strange use of the word das here. I mean, Chabad guy has it as din. Right, this is the he says hadin.
Oh my God.
Okay, okay. It's unclear why he uses this term. He says, but this is what this is the. I'm not going to say ideology or religion, but anyway, this is the concept. Okay, but boker mashkimin kol ana bate knesios bate midrasho. So in the morning, everyone wakes up. Right? Didn't say hanayt. Anyway, everyone wakes up to go to shul or to the base medrash. And what do you do? Umispalin vikorin b'torah b'inyan yom. You daven and you read from the Torah about the day, the themes of the day, and then v'chozun levateim v'oklin. You go back home and eat. Okay, we're going to ask a lot of questions on this. V'oklin levateim midrashos, and you go to the yeshivas, karn v'shona chatzay yom. You learn until halfway of the day. V'acher chatzay yom is spalin tefillah mincha, and then after halfway of the day, you daven mincha. V'chozun levatein lecha lishol shar yom imalai. Then you go back home to eat and drink the rest of the day. Okay. Now, a lot of interesting things here. Okay.
Mashkimin means gets up early, so it could be hanitz.
Maybe.
What is imhalai? Are you having a meal during your chatzay lasham?
Hold on. Oh, that's easy also.
That's just breakfast.
That you have. That's a simple halachic answer. No. One second. Before you get to that, that's an easy question. That has to do with tainus.
Okay,
no. Okay, let's understand. In other words, first of all, why does the Rambam have to say, afal pi she'achil shasiyah b'modos b'chal mitzvah saseh le'yochol shosakolim kulo? You don't have to say that. He could just say, this is the halacha.
Right, because there's a chiyuv of chatzay lasham.
Oh, it's very interesting. So there's two ways you can read the Rambam. Okay. In other words, the easy way to read the Rambam is to say that the Rambam holds a chatzil Hashem, chatzil lachem.
Or the Kafkin's the other way.
Well, it's interesting. It's very odd that he says, even though that the there's a mitzvah of eating and drinking on Moed. Okay, so you could respond by saying that, well, he's not going to say it's a mitzvah of learning on Moed because
there's always
a mitzvah. No, you're going to have to say that because why doesn't he mention that? Right? You're going to have to say he doesn't mention there's a mitzvah of Limud Torah because there's always a mitzvah of Limud Torah. But it is funny that he happens to say there is a mitzvah of eating and drinking on Yontov.
So
right,
he's poskening kulo lachav.
Well, so it's so. I'm just saying it's so cryptic.
He's saying he specifically says that you're not eating.
No, right. I'm saying this. No, if he really held chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem, what he could have said is that there's a mitzvah to do one on yantav, to learn half the day and eat half the day, and then explain how it's done. You'd have to agree that's the easiest way to present it, but he doesn't. He says even though there's a mitzvah of eating and drinking on yantav. Right, now, if I were reading just that line, I would think, that what is he paskin like? Initially, Rebbe Lezer, right? And even a little bit of, in fact, you could even argue, if you didn't have the word chatzi eli, if you didn't have that word in there, you could even argue that he's channeling the Yerushalmi. Yeah, even though it's a chiyuv to learn, to eat all day, but you have to learn a little bit.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you there. It seems like he's saying that.
But the fact that he does say chatzi forces everyone to learn that he hurts chatzi Hashem Salam. It's a very cryptic Rambam. He could have just said, this is what you do. He doesn't. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, you could speculate. It's a speculation. But you could speculate that Rambam, there was a little Yerushalmi here. With the Rambam saying that really, you're supposed to eat and drink all day, right? That's the mitzvah. But if a guy wants, but a guy should still learn. But the fact that he says chatzi indicates he holds chatzim, chatzi lechem. Yeah.
I don't think it's...
But if it's chatzi, if it's really God's time, why do you go back and eat? Oh, because the answer is simple. Because you can't fast, right? And then he gets the whole question of whether you should have a suit or not. Which, by the way, is a big question. Should you? Yeah. Is it simply eating enough so that, you know, like, let's say, sustain you for Chatzil Hashem? And by the way, that doesn't mean you can't snack when you're learning, right? That literal. Or is you have to actually have your Suda Shacharis, all right? Which is a whole big question about what you do in that situation.
Do you have a few from the Kibbutz like that?
Well, the Rambam holds there is. Oh. Yeah. So it's tricky. It's tricky how to read the Rambam. It's very tricky. But ultimately, and when it comes to how this translates into Psak, so the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch learn that way. But just out of, just for informational purposes, it is interesting that and it's the bottom half here with the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam. And he says in the Tziv said what do you call Yishlut Sarif Gamis Alayla Lachazon Chachati Lashem Chachati Lashem Chachati Lachem. The Tziv actually said no, that you have to actually start. Doesn't matter where you got it from. He says no. When does it start? It starts at night. Okay, which is that's a long Chatzi, by the way. And then I sent you Panini Alacha says you also have groups out there that are very medactic on the time. They'll sit there and be like, okay, I'll read that real quickly.
If he's giving 3 hours for two, though. That's kind of absurd.
You haven't done with them before.
Mara says you got to spend 1 hour.
Right. That's what he's talking about. Yeah. One second. He says, here, guys, he said this. He says, in practice, Allah follows Rabbi Yeshua. So we should split up the day, and spend half learning and half eating and drinking. Okay? So he says, this Or Chaim is very strange, that if you take more than half the day for himself, that's considered as stolen property. Others maintain that's not necessary. Others maintain it's not necessary to calculate precisely. Once you just learn Torah approximately half the day, which, by the way, I kind of like that idea personally. Like, I understand that idea. And there's sometimes it's like, you know, I've been in a shir before where someone's like, oh, it's chatzos. You know?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't mean that. Like, if you finish a few minutes before chatzos, a few minutes after, it's okay. Okay. He says, in order to revitalize this mitzvah, we need to start calculating the hours and becoming accustomed to dedicating half the time to God. Now, I understand why he's saying this, by the way. It would seem that the 7 hours that a person normally sleeps can be left out of calculation. Since today, Yom Tov Tosefet lasts approximately 25 hours, there are then 18 hours remaining. Half of this, 9 hours, right, must be dedicated to God. While most of it needs to be dedicated to Torah study, you can also include tefillah as well. Now, why is he doing this, by the way?
Why would I listen to 7 hours?